It's Tuesday, August 3rd. I'm Austin Cross with the afternoon edition of the LA Report from KPCC and LAist. Here are the stories we've been following today. People in the hospital with COVID-19 may face staggering bills for their treatment. As KPCC's Jackie Fortier reports, many health insurance companies no longer cover all the costs.
Federal law requires health insurance companies to waive costs for COVID testing and vaccination, but treatment is different. During the height of the pandemic, some insurers chose not to charge COVID patients, and a few have continued that policy as long as the public health emergency is in place. But most are quietly going back to business as usual. Nisha Karani is a senior policy analyst for the Kaiser Family Foundation. She says insurers voluntarily waived those costs so they can decide when to reinstate them.
So as waivers have been expiring, you know, patients are probably going to have out-of-pocket costs up to their deductibles, potentially even to their out-of-pocket maximum limit.
There are currently six states plus DC that have some requirement that insurers cover the cost of COVID treatment, but California isn't one of them. So how do you find out if your treatment will be covered? Well, you'll have to call your insurance company. Covering health, I'm Jackie Fortier.
Let's take you out to the streets. You might remember that California legalized street vending a few years ago, but it's been difficult for food vendors to comply with strict LA County health rules. One difficulty is the cart design. The county requires carts to have four sinks and refrigeration. That's too expensive and clunky for most vendors. Well, here's an example of necessity being the mother of invention. Former street vendor and food truck engineer Richard Gomez designed a tamal cart that's safe and practical. He described it to KPCC's Ear Talk.
If you can imagine a paletero cart, I took the idea from there and then just make it so it will be hot-holding tamales.
Gomez's design is the first to get official approval. It gives vendors hope that the county will allow other carts that work for them. And cold foods are no exception. Lyric Kalkar with the advocacy group Inclusive Action wants the county to rethink other health rules, like requiring fruit vendors to cut their food at a central kitchen.
Those types of systems, we need to be rethinking them to ensure that vendors are truly included in this economy.
Kalkar points to outdoor dining as an example of the government supporting restaurants during the pandemic. She wants officials to extend similar support to street vendors. In recent months, porta-potties supplied by the city of LA have been removed from the streets after backlash from community members and organizations that serve the homeless population. Councilmember Mark Ridley-Thomas plans to introduce a motion this week that would bring 150 hygiene stations back to the streets to serve the unhoused population. Jesus Gonzalez, who's been unhoused for several years, hopes the city council moves quickly
to at least give us a porta potty and a good shower every night. For God's sake, if you're not going to give us a place to live.
If the motion is approved by the committee, it will head to the full city council for a vote. The mayor's office says the hygiene stations were meant to be a temporary solution at the onset of the pandemic and that they now want to focus on other solutions. Finally, Pacific Gas and Electric says its equipment may have contributed to yet another major wildfire this year. The California Report's Lily Jamali has the details.
In a preliminary report filed with state regulators, the utility said yesterday that the fly fire may have started when a tree fell on one of its power lines. The fire started in Plumas County near Highway 70 and combined with the Dixie Fire late last month to form the largest wildfire currently burning in the state. PG&E says it's cooperating with the U.S. Forest Service investigation into what started the fire. Earlier, the utility reported that the Dixie Fire also may have started when a tree fell onto one of its power lines near a dam in Butte County. Together, the fires have now burned about 250,000 acres. PG&E equipment has sparked some of the largest and deadliest wildfires in Northern California in recent years, including the Camp Fire, which destroyed the town of Paradise in 2018. I'm Lily Jamali.
A lot of those fires come from hot weather, and it is hot out there. An excessive heat warning remains in place until 8 o'clock tonight. Cities like Victorville, Hesperia, and Apple Valley will see the worst of it, with temperatures around 105 and 110. Things will cool down a bit toward the end of the week. You can look for low 80s by the weekend, and that should be real nice. Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Austin Cross. Join us next time for another LA Report.